Hi, this is Terry answering question number five, Ray Robertson's question about you've written that men are not socialized with the skills of intimacy. What challenges do you think this poses for long-term relationships between two men? Well, I'm glad you asked this question, and I'm glad you asked it in this way. When I'm asked about same-sex relationships, long-term relationships or marriages, one of the things that I say is that there are two things to remember about same-sex couples. One is that they're an oppressed minority, there are some cultural artifacts to their cultural oppression. And two is that you're dealing with either two men or two women, by definition. What Ray poses goes against the kind of stereotype for gay men that gay men are sort of out of the heterosexual mold and therefore more emotionally expressive, more sensitive, more feminine, quote-unquote, than straight men. And that's sort of true and sort of not. Kind of depends on the individual man that you're talking about, but generally gay men do not escape the cultural mandates on men to be inexpressive. And many gay men are, contrary to the stereotype, pretty out of touch with their feelings. And many gay men, no less than straight men, are nervous about or even contemptuous of vulnerabilities, particularly emotional vulnerability. I think that the overriding issue with in a relationship with two men is that they're two men and they're socialized, even though there's some differences and variations, predominantly to operate like men. So sex will be fine, but the issues will be emotional intimacy, communication. Are they drifting apart? Many gay relationships, certainly pre-AIDS and now coming back a bit, are not monogamous. It's at least as prevalent, if not more, that there's a kind of don't ask, don't tell policy on sexual flings that are allowed. There's nothing wrong with that. Straight therapists have to get used to that. But it does ask the question about stability and a centripetal pull. Going back to the issue of cultural oppression, gay marriages, if they are in fact married to begin with, are under-ritualized and not recognized by the culture at large. A ritual is an action that stands on the lip between the person's personal life and their communal life, and there's a paucity of communal ritualization, communal affirmation of gay marriage. And so that moves what may be more difficulty staying emotionally intimate because it's two men, and it takes that direction and amplifies it.